You are listening to BensTorah.com.
A sugi of Kriya Shema, have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the accompanying pasuk of Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Li'Alavon, where the Levush writes explicitly, it's a chelek of the Omachus Shemayim. Of course, we have the entire first paragraph of Kriya Shema, followed by V'Hoyim Shemo, and ultimately the Parsha of Tzitzis, closing up the Gimel Parshios of Kriya Shema. If we take a look at the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Brochus, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah writes as follows: Amar Bishu Mekor Cholomar Komor Parshis Shema Levahayim Shemoa. In the end of the day, why do we have the Parsha Shema preceding the Parsha of Vahayim Shemoa, even though Shema appears in Veschanon and Vahayim Shemoa and Parshis Ekev? But Lamaisa, we have to know the Seid HaDvarim, Emokta Mokha B'Tayra, why was Shema? When we comprised those Gimel Parshias, why did Chazal decide that Shema will precede the paragraph? Habahayim Shemoa continues to assume, and Karche Kedei Sheikamo Olav Omecho Shemaim Techilo, Ve'achgach Mekamo Olav Omitzvahs. First, you have to go ahead and be Mekabel to accept upon yourself the yoke, that onus of the Malchus Shemayim. Only then you'll be Mekabel upon yourself the O Mitzvahs. After all, what does O Mitzvahs mean without the precedent and without that foundation of O Malchus Shemayim? Before you accept the mitzvah, so who's the one who's mitzavah? Why do I have to listen to the one who's being mitzavah? It's only mitzavah. First you're makambo the ol of the etzem minion of the malchus derakia. Then Hashem is the melech malchi hamalachim. And mela, I have to do his mitzvahs, the assays and the los assays. So after I have the ol machus shemayim, and it's an ol, and I know that Hashem will hold me accountable, and there'll be schar v'onesh. Then we'll makambo the ol mitzvahs, continues the mission of Hayim Shemo Levayomer. Why? Shevahayim Shemo Noeg Bein Biyom Bein Balailo Vayomer Hina Noeg Yalo Biyom Bavadin. Certainly something that applies consistently both during the daytime and the nighttime will take precedence over that which only applies during the day. And that's the Parsha Tzitzis, Hina Noeg Yalo Biyom. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara fleshes out later on. So what do we see? Even though, if I were to ask you, which is the Pasuk of Omachus Shemayim, it's Kriya Shema. What does it mean, Kriya Shema? The recitation of the very first Pasuk. All right, the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis. Bishah Shemavri Yadav Apanav, we're talking about Rabbi Mekaba Olav Omachus Shemayim. And what is that talking about? The Gemara goes on to explain the first Pasuk. And I know the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Shem Kanashim Achadzu, Kriya Shosh Shem Yudah Nasi. And that is the Kriya Shema, the Omachus Shemayim. You will fulfill your Omachus Shemayim with just Shema. Once they joined via Hafta to Shema and Baruch Shem, we see that that becomes part and parcel of the Omachus Shemayim. Dahainu, there's one level of Omachus Shemayim, which is the mere recitation of Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amikamu the Malchus, and the Malchus is only complete when accompanied by an Asinas Godel to the covet of the Malchus of Baruch Shem Kivon Malchuso. Writes the Maharal, what does it mean, a Malchus? Well, how great is the Malchus? Let's be Mavarach Shem Kivon Machuso, and that exists forever. But once we have Yehavta's Hemshech of that, Alamaisa, we see from the Gemara's discussion that even though this might be by itself Shema Baruch Shem, called Omachus Shemayim, it's not complete until you recite the whole first paragraph. So this first paragraph is accepting upon oneself Omachus Shemayim. So integral it is to the concept of what Shema is all about. And that we have a famous Abu Jaram, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, who tells us Shema's Rosh Yeshivas, an acronym, Omachus Shemayim. And the Ayin is the O, Mem is the Malchus, Shin is Omachus Shemayim Gevaldik. What is Shema? Omachus Shemayim, not just Shema, but at least the very first paragraph, together with the first two Pesukim, that is Omachus Shemayim Gevaldik Remez. And that's the Abu Jaram. But the Abu Jaram is not the only one to bring that Remez. Many others firm do as well. So I'd like to read you from the Maral's brother, Rav Chaim ben Rabbi Tzal Aloi, who wrote a number of great svarim, not as well known as his famous brother, the Maral Miprag. But listen to what he writes in his Igeres HaTiyul, Chelek HaRemes, regarding the end of the letter Shin. He says, Be'erach Shema, Shema is Nutriko, has Rosh Tevis an acronym for Su Morom Einechem. Su Morom Einechem, it's a posuk in Yeshaya, Paragman, posuk Chavov. Su Morom Einechem, lift up your eyes to the heavens above. That's Shema. And how do we start it? Shema is Omochu Shemaya. How do you start it? Su Morom Einechem, lift up your eyes to God. Recognize Hashem is in Shemaya. Lift up your eyes. Then he says, Shakai Melech Elyon. So let's just fill in some blanks here. The concept of Shema is Rosh Hashanah, Su Morom Einechem. Lift up your eyes, heavenward. But let's fill in the blank. Lami, to whom? Shakai Melech Elyon. Shin Mem Ayin. Shakai Melech Elyon. To whom? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world and controlled the world. Chagiga Sha'omer Liolam Dai. Held the world in check. Who is the Melech Elyon? Again, the emphasis on Hashem is the Melech. Then, Matai, when? Let's fill in the blank. When should we lift up our eyes heavenwards to the Shekai Melech Elyon? Rosh Tevis, an acronym, Shacharis Mincha Arvis, and the morning and the afternoon of the night. Now, it's important to keep in mind, we have a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the bottom of, and Aflam and Aleph, Aflam and Aleph. The Gemara says we have earlier on Chavav on the base, three Tvilus, Avram was Mesakin Shacharis, Yitzchak Mesakin Minchan, Yaakov was Mesakin Ma'ariv. Even with that Gemara, the Gemara asks the following question. Yochol Yehi Kol HaMevas Achas. Maybe, Hazokt Rashi, I could take all these Sholos Tvilus Halolu B'Shachas, and I could consolidate them, package them all into one. I know. Person gets up in the morning, he says he's got a busy day and he's got a lot of work to do, or he wants to go out into the city. He says, you know what, I have to stop in the middle of the day, especially now, Mincha, so early, and then late at night, I'm going to be tired, it's going to be cold to come out. You know what, I'm awake, I'm in the white shul, I'll finish Shacharis, have a little bit of time, and you know what, Acham Mincha Ma'ariv, I'll just package them all together, I'll say the Nusach HaShacharis, and the Gemara entertains the Chav Amino, and frek the Gemara, no, because Kfar Mefurash HaYidei David, David HaMelech, who is the Bani Tfila, who is the Nam Zmir Sisol, says in Kapitul Nun Hey, Erev Vaboka Vitzarayim. The Marshal points out, Lachar, I don't need to come unto David HaMelech. If Avram was Mesakeh and Shacharis in the Shachar, in the daybreak, in the morning time, Yaakov in the Erev, Ma'ariv, and Yitzchak, Tfilas Mincha, and Neshat Sarayim, Pashtus, if I'm going to follow the Derech of the Avos, I have to break it up accordingly. And not only that, the Marshal himself points out, you think Yitzchak didn't daven Shacharis and Ma'ariv? And you think Yaakov didn't daven Shacharis and Mincha? They all daven all three. This was Miyucha to him, this was Miyucha to his Tchunas Nemesh, this was his Derech HaTachlis. He was Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. Yaakov was Emunos Chavaleilos. He's the night, he's the Choshech of Golos. He has the dream of the Yin going into Golos at the beginning of last week's Parsha by Yetzay. Avram is the Chesed, he is the Esan HaEzrochi. Mavamasha Tezvavi, he's being Masriach, he's lighting up the world. Shachar is Tchila Legerim Chagiga Daf Gimel. Yitzchak is a Mincha Pshuto, he's an offering that's the middle of the afternoon, Lasuch Basada. And it's Keneged the Karbonos, Keneged the Karbonos. So I have a Talmud Shal Shachar only in the morning. I have a Talmud Shal Bein HaMayim in the afternoon. I have that Torah Sevar. I have Karbonos Elowat. That's not a Raya Mukhrachas. It's not a Raya. It happens to correspond. But now that I see, and David points out, there are three Zman Mesuyomim. And there's a Zman of the Erev, the Zman of the Boker, the Zman of the Tzarayim. Starting out as we do, Vayera Vayiboker. So there's a Zman in the Erev, a Zman in the Boker, a Zman in the Tzarayim. Mela, you have to go ahead and daven at these three specific times. And we start our day with one Kriya Shema, and we end our day with another Kriya Shema. So what do we see? That Omoch HaShemayim has to be scattered throughout the day. It's not the shot I could get up in the morning, Omoch HaShemayim, Yochi Yochol Masachas. Let me just say all my Shemas right now. I'll say Shacharis and Chmarav, I'll say all my Shemas. If you think about it, there's a Shema in Shacharis, in the Karbonis and in Shacharis. There's a Shema in Ma'ariv. We don't need one in Menachu. We packaged, we sandwiched in the whole day. But what do you see? That you really have to be Makam Omoch HaShemayim throughout the day? Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zatzama Rosh Shivanei, so used to tell, someone, he told a friend of mine, he said, how many times a day did you say Kriya Shema today? So he says, well, three, maybe four, and some days, if he says the one in the Karbonos, he says, that's it. And why that's it? Say Shema Yisrael, say it all the day. I have a little card in my wallet that many people are giving out. And what does the card say when it comes to Shema? And Gemaldik, it says, Kedai Lomer, Hapamayim b'yom Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What it talks about, you could say this all day long. Say the Bonim Yalpo, say the Pasuk Shema, and say the Pasuk Baruch Shem, and Bima Kambo, Omo Cheshmaim. Clearly, and there are designated times. Why? Because you got to start your day, you got to end your day with Kriya Shema. The Gemara says in Adorim Chasman Aleph, you even simultaneously fulfill your Chiv of Tam of Torah, of Shachris and of Mayriv, and you fulfill your Chiv of Tam of Torah and the morning and the night, all your day reciting these parashas, which are chelik of Torah. So clearly, there is manim yichodim to be makamach u'shamay. So let's leave that as question number one. The Gemara told us in the Dorim that there's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah in the morning and the night, pasuk in Yeshua, parakala pasuk ches v'agisa bo yom v'alaylo, and it says what? That I'm a kai my kriyashma, my chiyuv Talmud Torah, by reciting kriyashma to shachris and kriyashma narva. So not only do I have what the pasuk practically indicates, it's an acceptance of the Omoch Hashemayim, but simultaneously I'm also kilo derech agav, I'm getting in my chiyuv Talmud Torah. That it's always interesting. It's not just about Omoch Hashemayim. We see from the Gemara Nedarim that simultaneously I'm also getting in Talmud Torah. So that needs a beer. Question number one. Question number two. We just had beautiful Ramazan. The Igeres HaTiyul told us that Shema is number one. Sumorim Enechem. I lift up your eyes heavenwards. And that's sequentially, Shin Mem Aleph Sumorim Enechem. To whom? Shekai Melech Elyon, sequentially, Shin Memayim. At what Zamanim during the day? Distinctly, Shachris Mincha Arvis, explain the Marshal. Based on that Gemara, Tzarayim Bechrachas, Erevoka Tzarayim, you can't consolidate it. You need to start your day and end your day with the Shema. Shachris Mincha, and then Lema Freya, O Malchus Shemayim, read it backwards. And now you have the Ayin, Ol Malchus Shemayim, backwards. Then he adds, in closing, V'ayin Shal Shema, Gedola V'chena Dalas Al Echad Gedola. We know if you look at the Sefer Torah, the Ayin is large, the Dalet is large, Hein Osios Eid, and together they form the word Eid, a witness, Lahagid, to inform us, that Misha Kiba Olav Malchus Shemayim Shleimo, Meyit Shabori Yo Echad. What are you doing? It's as if you're giving Eidus, that Hashem is Echad. Olam Afrei, and backwards, what is Eid? Da, Besod, Da Esolo Keavicha. Acting as an aid, duh, you will know Hashem who is Elokei Avicha, and that's the posting in Divrei Yom Malef, Perchav Ches, and Posuk Tes. Hagevaldik Ramazim, Igeres HaTiyul Gishmak. I have a question number two for tonight. Why are they all fitting beautifully into Osio Shema, Shememaya? If I were to ask you, what is Shema? Not everyone knows Sumorim Enechem. Not everyone knows Shakai Melchayo. Not everyone Shachris. But everybody knows Shema Zochashman. So wouldn't it be much more Gishmak if it was Emesh, Amish, Amish? Hey, you won't forget it. Think about it. You'll think about the Amish. Ayim Memshin. Ayim Memshin. That is what it is. It's very nice that I say these words to the Melech Shakai Melech Elyon. It's very nice that suddenly I hint to the fact that I recite them in Rebuka Tzarayim. It's very nice that while I'm saying it, I should be thinking and perhaps looking Sumorim Enechem. But what is it? Shema is Omocho Shemayim. Why is it retroactively? That's so much more Gishmak and nothing is coincidental. I have to read it backwards to get the premise of what it really is, and that should be the one that makes sense. And if anything, tell me the other one's backwards. So having a Amish and a big Shmuck, what's going on here? Needs a beer. Kasha number three. We saw in the Mishnah Yigimam and Aleph, and that the first Parsha Kriya Shema, not just the first Pasuk, not just the second Pasuk, as Levush writes clearly, this is Omochu Shemai. In fact, in Avshachayim, the Sefer Tanya, brings based on the Zohar, the first Pasuk is called the Yichud HaElyon, Baruch Shem is called Yichud HaTachton, but you package it all together, this is Omochu Shemai, the whole first Parsha. And now we have a very famous Diyuk. And when you open up Shema, we have a pasuk in Perek Vav, pasuk Zayin, Vishinat Blavanecha, that appears in Veschonon in the first parsha Kriya Shema, and the famous Rashi, what's Vishinat Blavanecha? Elu Atamidim, Matzin Mechamakim, Shatamidim, Kriyim Bonim, Shenemar, and he cites several psukim in Re'e. He starts with your Dal and Aleph, Shenemar Bonim, Atem Lashamakechem, Bonim Akold, Tamidim Akold Bonim. And then we fast forward to Parshas Ekev. And there, where we encounter V'limatam Osam Es B'neichem, and there, what is B'neichem? Pasuk is Pshuto Kimashmo, your children. And we asked this question before. We gave one malach. Now we're going to give another malach tonight. Will be Alpi Rav Gedalia Yeshor and Or Gedayo Parshas Veschanan, because it needs a beer. It's an obvious question. If you have two psukim that have the word levanecha, shinata levanecha, imata maso es benechem, alachera, the muskel rishon is first talk about your biological offspring, and then talk about the tamidim that exist outside of you. And yet we see it switched around. And not only is it switched around, and we explain how this itself is part of the answer, but v'shinatam is the first time around, and that's where Rashi brings the Chazal, the Gemara Kedush in the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, loshen chidut, sharpness, astuteness, yimuchodonim b'ficha, shem yishol chodim dover lo teitzorch legam gingbo, el omer lamayam, should have it begeder kisvei maluach libach, you have the Torah klar, it's engraved, etched into the chambers of your heart. Somebody asks a question, don't stutter, don't hesitate, give it to them right away. That's loshen shinun, shinun is shinunah, the sharp one, that's chidut, sharpness, astuteness, clever, able to answer in the spur of the moment, and that's a shinatam. That's only grouped with what? Banecha, a reference to Talmidim. And yet, v'limatem, limatem just means to teach. Nothing about shina, nothing about the ofi. The tsura, the way that I teach, just I'm teach. Every parent will know, chanuch l'nar b'darko, make sure you get the message across. Aloshen of limud, that's limatem as benechem. So why is shinan with Talmidim? Why is limatem with the bottom? Why is the order switched around? Clearly, one chelik of the malik, and we're going to go to Rav Gedalia Shor for this one, since the first parsha is about Omocho Shamayim, besides the order being reversed, obviously Vashinat Levanecha Talmidim is in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. That means whatever the limud is of Vashinat, and whatever the limud of is Latalmidim, that's part and parcel of Omocho Shamayim. And because even though you might have said, as the Gemara said in your Gimel Amud Beis, that Rebbe was Makaba Omocho Shamayim, and it sufficed with just the first pasuk, I read you the Mishnah Rishuv and Karcho. And why does the parsha Shema proceed by Yeshua? Because the whole parsha Shema is called Omocho Shamayim. And then it's Yishinat L'mnecha, teaching Talmidim is part of Omocho Shamayim. Teaching your children is part of all mitzvos. Why the difference? This is Talmud Torah, and that's Talmud Torah. Why the difference? And the last question I leave you with. Who gave us the gift of Shema Yisrael? Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash Rabba tells us, Meforish and Parshas Vayechi, Sfasemis and others Amarech, who gave us the gift of Shema? Yaakov Avinu. Now, where's the first time we see Yaakov reciting the Shema? Perek Memvav, Parshas Vayigash, 22-year hiatus. He doesn't see Yosef HaTzadik. And what happens? Comes that monumental encounter. Yosef gives him a hug and a kiss, and Yaakov recites Kriya Shema. That's Rashi, based on the Medrash Agada. He's reciting Kriya Shema, the famous Marel, took all that love and channeled it, directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was the Zman of Kriya Shema, Yosef would have been saying Kriya Shema. Hello, what? There must be it wasn't the Zman of Kriya Shema. Again, some Rishonim say maybe it was, and Yosef was being Mekai in the mitzvah, keep it up, so sing mitzvah, put them in the mitzvah. Yaakov did it. Okay, many different answers, most Rishonim hold. It was not the Zman of Kriya Shema, that's clearly the Derech HaMaral. So what do we see? Stamazah, he gave us a gift of Shema Yisrael. Memela. And we have a famous Gemara, it's also Medrash and Farm Rambo. Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed, the Gemara Pesachim, Daphne and Vavim and Aleph, gathers around all his children, Reuven through Binyamin, and he says, I'm worried that maybe he wanted to be Megala the Kites, Nistimo Einov, maybe one of my children is not a tzaddik. And what happens, don't worry, Tati, we're all tzaddikim, Kulam tzaddikim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Shem HaChon, that's what he wants to hear. Why is that the Pasuk? What did he want to know? Maybe one of you is not a tzaddik. So just say, Tati, we're all tzaddikim. We're all tzaddikim. That's a big issue. Galasakates, and he saw that what the osios kuftari v'chulei v'alaturim or mechait. We have gemal the gemarim. So why did they just answer his question? Tati wrote. How did they answer his question? By giving him back the gift that he spent his whole life imparting. Tati, you gave us and you gave Klais or the Dori Doros the gift of Omachu Shemayim of Shemayim Yisoshim Keshachon. That's all we need to say. That's all the person needs to say. Instead of getting into it, we're all tzaddikim. We'll give you the gift that you introduced to the world, and that'll be maspik, that'll serve as the giloy milsah, and that we're all holding, we're all living lives of Omocho Shamayim, and nothing to worry about. We give you Shema Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu answers back, Baruch Shem. See, Yaakov gave us the gift of Shema Yisrael. Now Yaakov Avinu dies in Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov, he never really dies. It's a parsha called Vayechi Yaakov. Even in the parsha that he dies, Yaakov Avinu Lameis, he's always living forever. But Lameisa, Yaakov leaves the world stage in Parshas Vayechi. So where does Shema appear? And Yaakov gave us the gift of Shema. And he said Shema, and that's what he wanted to hear on his deathbed. So why do I have to wait for the end of the Torah? Why do I have to get to the end? I have to wait for Sefer Devarim, which is the Chazor of the Mishnah Torah. And only in Sefer Devarim do I have Shema. So that's part A of question four. Why do I have to wait for Sefer Devarim? Give it to me in Sefer Vayechi. I have Parshas Vayechi. Give it to me in Sefer Bereishis. Give it to me somewhere. Give it to me anyway. Why do I have to wait until I get to Devarim? And then part B is wherever it's going to be in Sefer Devarim. I'm bought to more protheistic. Why in Parshas Veschonon? Out of all the Parshas, why Dafkin Parshas Veschonon do I have Shema Yisrael Shemakino Shemachon? So let's put it all together with Siyata Shema. Legabi, the question of Homochus Shemayim, Rosh Teva Shema appearing backwards. And so I thought of the following Mahalach, and then I saw it afterwards in this wonderful Sefer called Chaim Shel Torah. And he says, more or less, the same idea, that everything else, Sumor Manechem, Shakai Melach El Yom, and these things you read sequentially, you're talking to Hashem, you're talking different times of the day. Omachu Shemayim, to really be Makabo Omachu Shemayim, it's not something that just, sequentially I'll be Makabo Omachu Shemayim. The real test is when life seems all mixed up.
You are listening.
When life seems all mixed up and you don't see things clearly. When do you recognize that it's all the Yad Hashem and that really Hashem is running all of world events? Only when you get to the end. You get to the end of something. You get to the end of the tekufa, the end of a life. When you get to the end of the mafreya retroactively. And now I can be Makabo Hoshamayim. Not everyone's Makabo Hoshamayim. That is Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu, if he's Makayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah, then wasn't he Makayim mitzvahs emunah? And wasn't he saying or at least thinking Shema Yisrael? But who brought it into the world? Davka Yaakov, who takes us into Golos. Davka Yaakov, who's Vamunos Chavaleidus. Davka Yaakov, at the end, as Lamafreya teaching us that all the tzoras that I had, it's all part and parcel of Omach Hoshamayim. Yaakov gave us a gift of Shema. So why didn't Yaakov give us the gift of Shema when he was at home in Eretz Yisrael with all his children around? Gemaldik, I'm sitting there sitting and learning in the base members all day. How, when does he give us the gift? Think about it, it's so geschmack. After he suffered all the tzaras, after Esav, after Lavan, after losing Yosef, after Maisadina, only now when finally what? Now he sees the light, when he's reunited with Yosef HaTzadik, when he gets to the end game, this is the end of his life already. This is the beginning of the last kufa of Yaakovina's life, and now it's going to be great. He meets Yosef, they go down to Mitzrayim, they have Goshen, he has Nachas with all his Enikloch and Enikloch sitting on his knees, teaching them Taira, Ephraim, Gemaldik. This is the best part of his life. When does he give us gift of Shema? Nothing's coincidental. He gives us the gift of Shema after finishing all the tzaras, and he doesn't say this. I think this is all. I think it's Mamash Adomer Poshet. He only gave us the gift of Shema Yisrael when he finished all the tzaras in his life, and when he got to that moment of wow, now it all clicked. He sees Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef's the ruler. That means he controls Goshen. He'll control getting us the base medrash, getting us Rosh Hashivas, getting us Sfarim. He'll get us money. We don't even have to make a living. He's going to support us. And what? And Yosef HaTzadik is alive. And he's from. I got the Agolim, the Egla, Arufa Parsha. He's still from. Now what happens? It clicks. And when I got to the end of all those tzaras. And now I see Yosef Lamafrey. I see that it was all Geshmak. That it was all Hashem. It was all part and parcel of God's master plan. And that is Omach Hashemayim. When does he give us the gift of Shema? Only when he got to the end. Then he sees Lamafrey. Now I know why Yosef had to be thrown into the pit. I needed to know I had to hold myself. Only when I get to the end. Everything else, Sumor HaManechim Gamalduk, to read sequentially. But the it has to be backwards. That's not an great life is great. That's not a test. Right, what's the litmus test? What separates the men from the boys, the woman from the girls? What happens when the going gets tough and the going gets rough and things don't read sequentially? You know what? All right, now you don't see it. You don't see the Omach Hashemayim. What are you Makam Omach Hashemayim? When you go to the end and then retroactively you read it backwards, that's when you see Omach Hashemayim. So it has to go and be backwards. Amela, that's very good schmuck. What is a person's life all about? The Gemara in Sukkim and Beis Aman Aleph. What's the first thing a parent has to teach a child? Torah Tzivolana Moshe Chelik and Tyro with Shema Yisrael Shemakin Shemachal and Gemalik Torah Tzivolana Moshe and Shema. So again, we notice what? That the parents' first chiyuv in teaching the children is Shema Omach Hashemayim, beginning of the day, and also Torah. Again, when you go to sleep at night, What is the real going to sleep at night when a person's about to die? Bracha Samachala from Beishas Rabbi Akiva. B'chol Nafshecho, Shema Yisrael Shemachal is the last thing on your lips, the last thing to say before you die. So it's the first thing you say when you're alive and speaking. And when the child knows how to speak, Ben Yochel Adaber, that's when you teach the son Shema. And when you're about to say your last word, Shema. So life begins, the day begins with Shema, the day ends with Shema. Your life begins with Shema, your life ends with Shema. Your day begins with Talmud Torah. And it closes with Talmud Torah. That's how we give up our life. A beautiful remez that the Sefer Chaim Shatora quotes, Amamish Amoridik, a beautiful remez. He brings it from the Sefer Tiyo B'Pardes. Tiyo B'Pardes is a Sefer on the Maral's brothers, Igeris HaTiyo. So he says he heard from Agon HaTzadik, the Machaber of the Sefer B'nai Shalishim, who said, a remez nifla b'inyan zeh. If you take a look at a Pasuk in Tehillim, in the Kapitol, Mem Dalet Pasachov Gimel, Ki Alecha Haragna Kol Yom Nachshana Ketzon Tivcha. For it is for your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are killed all the day. We're considered as sheep for the slaughter. Mm-hmm. And what Pasuk in Tanakh sums up that Yidden throughout Jewish history have given up their lives like sheep on the altar to say, God, we belong to you. Ki Alecha Haragna Kol, we allowed ourselves to be killed and we were Moser Nefesh, all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachshana Ketzon Tivcha. We're considered as sheep for the slaughter. We gave ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Writes the Sefer B'nai Shalishim, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh HaMachad, as we said the other week, is Gematria 1118, and that's the Remez of the Yad, Gematria 14, and the names of all the five fingers adds up to Gematria of Godel, Etzba, Amma, Kemitza, and Zeres, and Yad, 1118, when I recite Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Shem Keshecha, 1118. But there's another remez. Ki Alechana, Ki Alecha, Ho Ragnu, Kol Hayom, Nechshanu, Nechshamnu, Kitzon, likewise equals 1118. All right, so the Sefer, B'nai Shalishim Gimaldik. Ki Alechana, when do we say Shema Yisrael every time a Moser Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And even if we can't die, Al Kiddushim Shemayim, we want to Keilu imagine, conjure up the image as if we're ready to die, Al Kiddushim Shemayim. Ki Alecha, Ho Ragnu, Kol Hayom, Nechshanu Ketzon as 1118. Aye, what do you do with 24? We said Shema's not done without Baruch Shem Kvod Mechusa Le'olam Vayed. That's the Siyum of Omochu Shemayim. How many letters in Baruch Shem? 24. What's the Gematria of Tivcha? 24. Because the Pasuk's not complete without the last word of Tivcha. Shema Yisrael is not complete without accompanying it with Baruch Shem. Shema Yisrael's Gematria 1118. Ki Alecha Haragna Kol Hayom Nechshanu Ketzon 1118. Baruch Shem has 24 letters, and the word Tivcha Gematria 24, and that brings it all together. That's 1118, Matra 24, and that is the Remez, that Shema. So now what about the other questions that we asked? So listen to Rav Gedalia Shor in his Or Gedalia Parshas Veschon. He too asked the question, and then why is the first mention of Levanecha a reference to Talmidim? And the second one is a reference to the actual Banim. Now, I understand if there are two mentions of teaching Torah, one would have to be the biological offspring, and one would have to be the external offspring, the Hainu, the Talmidim. But the order should appropriately be, first, the biological ones. Number two, why is Shinun? That sharpness associated Ach Barak to the Talmidim, and the idea of Limatam Stam teaching is associated with the actual Bonim. In addition, he asks another famous question of why is the first Parsha the Omachu Shemayim? Why is it written Loshen Yochid V'yahavta Shemakecha? And why is the second one V'limatam? Why is it Loshen Rabim? Why do we transition Loshen Yochid to Rabim? Again, Nefesh HaChayim, many different answers. Listen to Rav Gedalia Yeshua. The Maisa, we know that the whole first Parsha, as we said, is Omachu Shemayim. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that the mitzvahs of writing tefillin and mezuzah have a chomer, have a stringency on other mitzvahs. Why? Because they're ksuvim ba'parsha shekabalos omochu shemayim. Again, a clear indication that anything that's packaged in the context of the first parsha as part and parcel of omochu shemayim, it doesn't end with Shammai Yisrael. It continues throughout the course of the first parsha. Tefillin and mezuzahs are more chomer than other mitzvahs. Why? Because they're couched in a context of omochu shemayim. That's the first paragraph. So he says as follows. The fiza. And we can understand Mishinatam Levanecha is a reference to Talmidim, and because Pasuk said Nechta B'tocha Parsha Shekvolochus Shel Kabbalos Amochus Shemayim. What's the idea? And he says, because our kol chokhma dabar ha-Torah kadosh shekan mi-mitzvahs Talmud Torah shu begeder kabbalos u-mechoshamayim. And our Gedal Yishar points out that Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of teaching Torah, is part and parcel of kabbalos u-mechoshamayim. And teaching to others is an inyan miyuchad of our batas ha-Torah, which also goes into kabbalos u-mechoshamayim. And why? Because if you're Makabo, you accept upon yourself the all. What does that mean? That I have responsibility, that I have an achrayus. That I have to see to it that the malchus continues to exist, that other people beside me are Makabo the malchus. The whole idea of, and what does Rashi say? Pshuto Shemiko Shema Yisrael. And Rashi says, Pshuto Shemiko Aniba. How does Rashi touch up Shema Yisrael, Shema Kin Shema Chod? Hazok Rashi. Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, God who is our God today, Velo Elohei HaUmos, who also the Yos Hashem Echad to everybody in the world. So Shema Yisrael is saying we need the whole world to recognize. It means we got to go out, we got to spread Torah to the world, we got to spread the awareness to the world. We got to teach people, we got to teach the world about Zion Mitzvahs. We got to teach the world that there's a God. That's what Avraham Avinu did. You got to go out and you got to teach the world. That means what? There are two dinim at Talmud Torah. One din at Talmud Torah is a din, and that parents have to teach their children so that children know what to do. Our children have to know how to do the mitzvahs. How are they going to know how to do the mitzvahs without the Torah? Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Asadim. Explains Rav Avraham Shor. And why is Torah before Avodah, Gemilas Asadim? Because how do you know when to daven? How do you know how to daven? How do you know the halachos of Shachris, Minchamar? How do you know the halachos of Chesed? When to do Bikur Cholim? Whom do you visit? When do you visit? When do you bring Archim into your house? It's got to start with Torah. Asim Amela, what? Vilimatim Osa Mesbenechen is a parent teaching child. Where does that go? That goes in the parsha Kabbalas all mitzvahs. You're accepting the mitzvahs. You understand the chashivas of mitzvahs. Make sure you and your family do the mitzvahs. How do you do that? You got to pass on the Messiah. And you got to teach in the mitzvahs. And the amount of Mosmanechim, teach your biological offspring. Amash Eke in the first dimension. And before I get to Mashinatim, what am I talking about? Omachushamayim. And that means teach my children Torah. What do you mean teach my children Torah? That's, I have to teach my children Torah so they know what to do. They know how to be a Jew. They know how to do the mitzvahs. And omachus shemayim, teach who? Spread the message of God to the world. How do you do that? Think about it. How do we open Pirkei Avos? And before we get to Shlosh Devarim, all the moment Shemin Atzadik, what's the first Mishnah? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesin, I was Messiah. A Messiah, but what? And what's the first thing that Bali and Masar and Shekinez Gedola tell us? Have a Masunim Adin. Don't rush to judge people. Meaning what? Everyone has a positive thing. Have you done this? Kolom, Kaschus, Kilo. Masunim Adin. Don't rush to judge people. Everyone's got a Chilik that's good. The Minu Tamin Harbi set up a lot of Talmidim. Because we need to spread the message of Torah to the world. Even Oivis Abrius, who Makar on the Torah, the famous of Yaakov Emden, Ulechem Shemayim. Why does it say Oivis Abrius? You got to love everybody, not just Jews. He says even non-Jews. Makar on the Torah, whatever Chilik. Be the Arlegoyim. I let them know there's a Jewish God and he gave you Zion mitzvahs. Go out and share Torah with the world. So I'm holding in Shema, I'm holding in Baruch Shei. I'm holding in the first paragraph, which is being Makabo O Machush Shemayim. Amela, if you're really Makabo, the Machus of Hashem, what's the Machus? Like Rashi said in his Perish Ala Torah, you want that the whole world is Makabo the Machus. Any king who's just a king over a locale or over one nationality, and that diminishes greatly the Machus. You want someone who's not just king of America, not just king of Europe, you want someone who's king of the world. You want everybody in the world to accept. That's what Rashi told us. That everyone recognizes. How do you do that? You got to spread Torah to the world. You got to go out, spread Talmidim all over the world. Make sure Jews the world over, and even out, just spread out Torah to the whole world. That is Vishinatam Levanecha. And that's Talmidim. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Set up a lot of Talmidim. Go out and teach Talmidim. All right, so Gedal Yashar, who can do that? Not everybody. Rosh Hashivas could do that. Gedolim could do that. Maybe Rabbanim could do that. Who could do that? Yechidim. Hence, Loshen Yochid. Vishinata Levanecha. This is the Havdah. It's written mostly Loshen Yochid. And the second Parsha Kabbalah Samitzos, every parent in the world could teach his or her child of how to do the mitzvahs. That's something that applies to every Basar Adam. That's something incumbent upon every parent. You have to give over the Masorah to your children. But to give over the Masorah to everybody in the world to spread and disseminate Torah worldwide, not everybody is capable of doing that. Who could do that? The Kadesh Yelimara Torah Nufitz B'chol Klais, or wherever they are in the world. Kadesh Lord Dishtakach, you never want Torah to be forgotten. Kamosha Rino, it's a good call. Gedolei HaTorah B'chol Davador Shadogu L'kiyam HaTorah. I'm also Yeshivas L'harbet Torah L'bachur Ma'gunim. Kadei L'alam the Be'omek Baruch Mashifu L'galas V'Torah. And that's something that not every Jew has a chiv to do. And something that the Machachim, the Gedolei Torah Dorshim, you got to set up Yeshivas. And that's L'shem Yochad, that's V'shinatom. How many people get to a darga and that they have the Torah Kisvei Maluch Libecha, that they get to this Dargah of Shim Chudon Meficha, and the Gedolim, that's Lashon Yochid, Tiyachidei Segula, they have to know it klar. Why? Because their job is to go out into the world and spread Torah to the ganze Welt, to Yidden, wherever they're living all over the world, set up yeshivas in North America, South America, and Europe, and Australia, and out to those Yechidim. And that answers the Kasha, that's Vishinat Alanecha. We see Vishinat Dom, that you have to know what ice cold. A parent doesn't have to know what ice cold. Give over the Torah to your child. I'm at Rosh Yeshiva setting up a yeshiva, and you want to be Mama Tamidim, you want to spread Torah so that it never gets forgotten, then you got to make sure to know it cold. That's why it's Loshen Yochid. That's why it's a reference to the Tamidim, and only then do we get to the actual Banim. Memela, I think all our questions are answered. And because we see Al Pira of Gedalia Shor, that Rishinat Lamnecha couched in the context of Umuch HaShemayim, what told us to interpret Rishinat Lamnecha that it's a reference to the Talmidim and not the Bonim? The very fact that we were holding in a context of Umuch HaShemayim. Emistik Umuch HaShemayim means that I'm so makabel the all. I recognize it's a Yoke's responsibility, the Malchus HaShemayim. Mela, I have to recognize that every other Jew in the whole world needs to see it, needs to feel it. And that's how Rashi set it up, that Hashem who is Elokeinu will be Hashem Achad in front of the entire world, Yidden alike and Goyim all over the world. Melo, that's Umuch HaShemayim. That's a responsibility that I have to work for. And where is this going to be? In Sefer Devar. First of all, it's at the end. Just like Shema backwards. Only when I get to the end, and then I realize. We were said of art months ago by Rav Nassano Lederer. And afterwards, I saw in a Sefer as well. B'Hagodosh HaPesach. We said at Pesach time. The Rosh, the Tam Einadil, the Shol, they all ask questions from where? From the Parsha Tiyasachayim, Parsha Yosvaira, and Bo. That makes sense. They're all in Parsha's Bo, except for the Chochem. The Chochem asks his Kasha from Parsha Yosvaira. Asked Rav Nassano Lederer, asked from Parsha's Bo. He says in Bo, when it's all happening, I have a lot of kashas. He's going to ask, Ava, what's all this? Ava, what's going on? He waits to ask what? When he finishes Chamisha Chumshay Torah. And he gets to the end and he's ready to chazer Mishnah Torah. He's reviewing. Says, now I'm going to ask my kashas. The person, he says, those person at the beginning of a TV show, beginning of a movie. Well, what's going to be? Beginning of a novel. Imagine starting out a Robert Ludlum novel. Well, what's going to be? What's going on? Born Identity. What's just be patient. Wait until you get to the end. When you get to the end, all the things, it's all going to make sense when you go back to the beginning. What's the idea? Chochem says, I wait until I get all the answers. When I get all the information, then I ask my kasha. And that's Umuch HaShemayim. When did Yaakov, when you get to the end? So first of all, I got to live through Shmos. I got to live through Sefer Vayikra. I got to live through Bamidbar. When I finish the Tanya Mitzvah and I'm ready to review them, and then I keep it Makam HaShemayim. Safini is Daiti. It's very Gishma. Just like the Hezbollah and Y. And they would draw me Ger Satiol. It's backwards. I got to get to the end. And only then I recognize. First, I got to get to the end. But we're in the end. If I'm right that it's the end, and it's like that var by the chacham, he waits till he finishes kotzer kol, and then he sees it, and then he asks his kasha because you have so much more clarity. So put it at the end of sefer dvarim, put it at the end of mishnah Torah, put it at the very end of zosa bracha. Moshe, give me a bracha. Why is it a meschanon? Because where's the Torah that we have today? And pasuv eschanon the lucha shnius. And where does Shema go? It goes together with the Torah. Which Torah? Not the lucha shnius, which just came to us easy, and it was given to us gratis, the ones that you have to work for, that you got to schwitz over. And that's a luchos shnius. Ain't a chrami. It's got to be at the end of the Torah. Put it at the very end. You can't, because Shema goes together with Torah. Why? What does it mean, of luchos shemayim? What are you doing about it? You got to teach Torah. You got to mishnah to melacha. You got to spread it to the world. And you got to schwitz over it. You got to disseminate it. And talk in the same parsha of Eschanon, which is the parsha of Moshe davening, and it's the parsha of the Aseret Dibros. That's where I have the parsha of Umuch HaShemayim, because it goes hand in hand with Torah, and that answers up the Gemara Nedarim. Now Chesam Aleph, I have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah by Yom Malayla. You say Yom Malayla. Oh, don't worry, but you have a makamo with Kriya Shema. Come on, Kriya Shema. Tell me how makamo with same pesukim of Torah. Torah says it's one and one the same. They're inseparable. They're bats and intertwined. Shema Yisrael Hashem Al Kesh Amakamo Umuch HaShemayim. What does that mean? meaningless. You go out and teach it. You got to spread it to the world. Phineas Taiti, how gishmak? Who's the one to teach us? Omachoshabayim. Put his hands on his eyes. Rabbi, you don't know, see. Who's the one who said, Taiti's being nishtak gachmi Yisrael? And we got to write the Mishnah, Islas Hashem. We got to spread it to the world. It's Davka Rabbi. And Rabbi's the one who says we got to spread it to the world. And he's the one who gave up his whole life to write the Mishnah to spread it to the world. Kadesh lo nishtakach. So like Rav Gedalia Shard, it's very gishmak. They mamish go together. Vishinatan lenachan ding mama tell me them harbi that goes together. You want to continue it in the same mission, in the same breath. We have Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. But that means what? You got to be Mama Talmidim Harbe. Who does that? The Rosh Hashivas, the Rabbanim, the Holy Go out and spread Torah to the world. She had the Necha couch in the context of Omochu Shemayim. How we show Omochu Shemayim, Shema Yisrael. I don't think you can get away with just that. Right afterwards, what do you have? Aser said, Dibris, it's got to be together with the Torah. You have a Chiyam of Torah. What does that mean? If you don't have time to learn, and just say Shema Yisrael and say the Parsha, say and that your Makayim, your Mechiv of learning Torah in the day and learning Torah at night, because it's part and parcel being Makabal and Emistik Omach Shemayim is Mechayim automatically. Then I recognize the responsibility that Achrayas of the all that I gotta, if I'm really Makabal, the Malchus of Hashem Yisborach, I gotta spread that information to the world, I gotta teach it to the world. So when do I come to that recognition? I can only recognize Yaakov, you know, gave us the gift. Back in Parshas Vayigash. And Avadi left it in his deathbed, Parshas Vayechi. It can't be there because just like Yaakov Vinu, he only recognized to say it and he only gave us the gift after the Tzaras came to an end. And when he saw the light at the end of the tunnel and he experienced the light at the end of the way, seeing Yaisev, and then putting all the pieces, recognizing the Mafrei retroactively, how it was all about shared every step of the way, that's when he gave us Shema Lefini as Daiti. So we do the same only when we get to the very end. And we finish all the information, we get to the tunnel, we get to the end, you get to the eye, and then you could start thinking about Omach Hashemayim. You have to read it retroactively. I want to first we get all the information in the Torah, then we could start thinking about Omach Hashemayim. Let me get through the mitzvahs. Let me get through the mizbeach and the avoda and the kavanos. Let me understand machlokes of Kairach and Boak and Ma'al. When I finish all the stories and I got to the end of that history and Klai Yisrael now is going to Tzitzol with the Torah, and now I can go back. I'm afraid now I could say, but when now at the end of the whole Torah, Davka together with the Torah, when the Torah is given, why? Because Omach Hashemayim is not complete without the Torah. I need to have Omach Hashemayim. And in the same parsha, it needs to be joined with the Aser Sedibros. Not the first ones that were given to us gratis, it was a gift from Hashem. The ones that you're going to work for, the ones that you're going to schwitz for. The whole Sefer Tvarim is together at Torah Shabbat Peh. Just like Moshe Mepiatzu Amoram, there's a certain Mechina Moshe saying the words. And the fifth of the Chamisha Chamshatar Ratzchadu Sharim is a gather of, is Bebechina's Torah Shabbat Peh. And who gave us Torah Shabbat Peh? Rabbi don't know. See, he's the one to be Makamba, Omcho Shemayim. And to put it, he's the one we learned the halachas of how to say Kriya Shema. And it's 101, the same one to teach us how to say Kriya Shema is the same one as putting together the Mishnayas. And that's where we have Shinat al the Tamin and the Gedal Rosh Hashivas, because they go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. You don't have time to learn tomorrow. If you don't have time to learn tomorrow, just be Makabo Chushmayim in the morning and be Makabo Chushmayim, because that itself will give you the recognition that the emistic and complete sense of the Malchus is only when what? When you recognize the importance of Talmud Torah. So even if you don't have time to practically learn, this will be the B'di'evan. And now we understand why when a child knows how to learn, speak, you teach them what? Which two psukim? Torah tzivolana Moshe. We have the Torah together with Shema Yisrael. It's got to be both. And the same way when a person is nifter at the end of a day, and so too at the end of a life, and you die with what? Shema Yisrael. I recognize that my whole life. What's the last thing to say in life? Shema backwards. When you get to your very last moment, you recognize that everything that happened in your entire course of a lifetime was all part and parcel leading up to this moment to be makamach Shemaim every step of the way. But sometimes we only fully understand and appreciate it when we get to the end of our lives. That's the beginning of a life, that's the end of a life, it's the beginning of the day, it's the end of the day, to have it in mind throughout the whole day, Erev Vavokav Tzarayim, but to recognize sometimes that it's backwards. Only when I get to the end do I recognize that it is all one continuous process of life.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.